Davis Sobel, good morning and welcome to WBFO.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
A pleasure for sure, and of course a pleasure to have you in Buffalo this coming Friday. We see that you're going to be giving a talk and also book signing and things along those lines and talking with audience members. But the title of your talk, The Rebirth of the Heavens, what can you tell us about that?
The festival theme is Renaissance Remix. So that gave me the idea to talk about different perceptions of the planets, the heavens, our place in the universe. And two of my books have been about Galileo and Copernicus, so they fit nicely into that theme. But Renaissance is about rebirth, and there's so much new information about the solar system. How many planets does it have, really? What about the planets of other stars? So this is a way to talk about all those things.
In reading Galileo's Daughter, you really obviously touched upon, obviously, Galileo's relationship with his daughter, but I thought the interesting reminder of Galileo's time, here's this brilliant individual who's discovering all of these realities of space and of Earth.
The interesting thing about Galileo for me is that he was the first one who really observed anything other than where the planets were in the sky. Before his time, the only things you could discern were positions. And once Galileo had turned his telescope on the moon, he could actually see what the moon was made of. And that was a huge revelation and shock.
What about the idea that you've now written two books, like you said, one on Copernicus, the other on Galileo? Your interest in astronomy or in the planets or in the heavens, is that something deep-seated in you? Do you have a background in it, or is it just something that the writer's curiosity, it's a place that it took you?
I think all of the above. I know I've been interested in the planets since I was a child, and I had wonderful opportunities when working at Cornell to know Carl Sagan and Frank Drake and other astronomers, and I've been writing about it for decades now, and it just never ceases to be of interest to me, both the new discoveries and the history.
What about the discovery of the heavens? You know, it's interesting you should say this, because I've also, just in recent times, have find myself more and more fascinated with what's going on up above, and just literally, no, I don't, literally is not the right word, but I'm just scratching the surface of what is out there and understanding it. Do you have a thought for people who have a curiosity or maybe only pass it by, but there's more to it? There's something that you see that you'd love them to see?
I think they should know how easy it is to get a really good view. And I don't mean by buying a telescope. Wherever you live, there is an amateur group, an amateur sky watchers group, and they tend to be open to newcomers because it's a thrill for them to be the one to show you your first view of Saturn through the telescope, for example. And anybody who's interested can go to an open night and get treated to views of all sorts of heavenly objects, whether it's Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, or with a more powerful telescope, actually be able to see other galaxies. And there's so much available online now. The NASA website, European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency. There are so many ways for people to have a contact. Aside from just going outdoors and looking up, I'm not very good with a telescope myself. And for me, one of the things I really enjoy is watching the space station go over. You can actually apply to get, anybody can do this, you can get alerts about when it will be visible where you live, what time and in which direction it's going and how long you can watch it. And it just looks like a large moving light. It doesn't really have a light. It's just so big and bright that it reflects the sunlight. So it's very noticeable.
Well, I'm going to have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, just really watch it go over and think there are actually people living up there.
I was impressed with myself just because I was able to identify Mars and Saturn this summer, but that'll have to.
Yes. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I'm just starting out, like I said. Moving down from the heavens a little bit here to your work. Always, anytime I get a chance to talk with an accomplished writer, I'm always very curious to hear about their process. What about for you? Do you write every day?
Yes. Yes, the short answer is yes. It's important to stay at it every day. And it's not even a sense of duty. It's the fact that when I've got something going, I really want to be at it every day. It's pleasurable for the most part. There are times when it really doesn't go well and it's not so pleasurable, but even then it's important to stay with it.
And, of course, you're coming to the Buffalo Humanities Festival. We're very pleased to know that you're coming. Kind of curious about just your thoughts about a Humanities Festival. This is still a relatively new event here in Western New York. It's just its third year. It's just kind of getting going. What are your thoughts about it?
I'm very excited. It sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm curious to discover it myself. I'll also have the opportunity to meet with a group of high school students at the library, which is not really part of the festival, but is coming up because of my participation in the festival. And then there'll also be a book group meeting, people who've read Galileo's Daughter, and that will be run by James Bono, who's a history professor at the university.
Have you been to Buffalo before?
I have, yes, and I've been to the library before, too. But it was 2009, so I'm overdue for a return.
Very nice. Nicely stated. Dava Sobel, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy your next stay, this particular stay in Buffalo.
Thank you.